Nadarenberg test mishnayut. Koinim sheini noises plonis ka'urav. Person is koinim that he's not going to marry a certain woman because he thinks that she's ugly. Varehi na, and really she's beautiful. Shchayra, he makes a koinim because she's black, because to him black wives matter. Varehi lavana, and really she's white. Ktsara, or he made a koinim because she's short. Varehi aruka, and really she's tall. Mutterba. All these cases mutter, and the Rav says he doesn't even need a sheilas chacham. Why not? So the Mishnah says, Log b'nei shehi ka'ura v'nases na'a. It's not because she was ugly and she became beautiful. Shechayr v'nases lavana. And not that she was black and now she became white. Kitsara v'nases aruka. And nor is it because she was short and she became tall. In other words, all these cases are noilad. There's some things that he wouldn't predict. And we hold that noilad is not a reason to be matar neder. So why is this mutter? Elosh a neder tos. The reason is, not because of Nola, but rather the reason is because it's a neder that was bitos. It was a mistake. And Tiferes Yisrael brings that this is no difference than a case if a person, let's say, made a neder for money, for tzedakah, if Reuven was inside the house. And he really didn't think Reuven was there. And then he realized that he actually was there. So he made a mistake. He's potter from having to give that tzedakah because he made a neder bitos. So too, the woman always, in this case, let's say, was tall or whatever the case was. It's just that he made a mistake, and therefore it's mutter. Maisa be'echad shenadar bibas achos ahanoya. There's a maisa where a person made a neder not to have anah from his niece, his sister's daughter. He didn't want to marry her because he didn't find her attractive. V'chnisu leveis Rabbi Yishmael v'ipuha. And they brought her into the house of Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Yishmael made her beautiful, meaning they fed her and they gave her makeup. Amar lo Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael now said to her uncle, B'ni lezona darta? Said, my son, is this the person you made a nether to? Amr lo lav. He said, no, totally not. She looks totally different. V'itir Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael was matrim even without a nether. Ba'os ha'shah, bacha Rabbi Yishmael. So at that time, Rabbi Yishmael cried, v'amar, b'nos Yisrael nosen. Rabbi Yishmael said that b'nos Yisrael are all beautiful. Elashanius minavalton. Rather, poverty is the thing that makes them not look beautiful. Shemes Rabbi Yishmael, haya b'nos Yisrael noises kina v'imras. When Rabbi Yishmael died, the daughters of Klal Yisrael would lament and say, B'nos Yisrael el Rabbi Yishmael b'chena. B'nos Yisrael would cry to Rabbi Yishmael, or for Rabbi Yishmael, B'chenu omer b'shol, B'nos Yisrael el shol b'chena. And so too they would say about Shol HaMelech, that he also was known to make sure that Jewish girls were beautified and adorned. And what's going on here is Rabbi Yishmael held that even somebody that really started out that wasn't beautiful in the end became beautiful, Rabbi Yishmael held that you still wouldn't need to be matir such a nether. We hold in the Mishnah, it's only when there's actual mistake, where she really was beautiful to begin with. The guy just was wrong, he didn't know. But Rabbi Shmuel says, even if in the beginning she wasn't beautiful, and then at the end she was made beautiful, it's not that there was a new change, Rabbi Shmuel holds. Rabbi Shmuel holds that all Jewish girls are beautiful, it's just an outside thing, the fact that they don't have money, or they're not fed properly, or whatever, that's what's preventing you from seeing the beauty. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel.